You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 166, Brush Your Teeth. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another episode of Called to Homeschool. I am so excited to have you here, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for leaving the amazing reviews on iTunes. You are fantastic and I love you and I appreciate this so much. So I wanted to give away another family planner and to the amazing winner, just make sure you email me or send me a DM on Instagram. But this goes to Happy Home 4. Now, for some reason, some of the message gets cut off on my Mac computer. I don't have an iPhone. So I think there's a little bit more because it ends with a comma and I think there's a little bit more, but I liked the beginning of this, and so I will share that. So this is says, love this podcast. I found this podcast right at the beginning of my homeschool journey, and I am so grateful I did. It has been the foundation of our homeschool experience. I love the faith and the life coach aspects that are added. Meg is so knowledgeable. Thank you so much, Happy Home 4. If you have an iPhone, maybe it has a longer message. I don't know. But I love the message nonetheless. So thank you so much for taking the time to write a review. If you haven't yet, please go and write me a review on iTunes. Leave me a 5-star review. I would really appreciate that. So Happy Home 4. Make sure you message me and I will get that sent right out to you. Okay. Let's talk about our teeth. Why not? Right? Any of you have issues trying to get your kid to brush your teeth? Just me? No? It's been an interesting journey with one of my darlings. One of my darlings is the kind of kid who you can talk about, like, don't touch the hot stove. And you could even show them a video or like of somebody getting burned and seeing like, oh, see, that will hurt. And you could even have them feel the fire and like, wow, that would be really awful. Like the heat from the oven, right? And like, that could really hurt you. And they would still need to touch the hot stove. So I have one of my darlings like this with their teeth. So interesting, long story with that, but eventually they had to get their tooth pulled out because it was rotting their mouth. So super interesting, kids, brush your teeth. Anywho, did you know that brushing your teeth was not a common practice? Which just sounds so funny because it is so common. It kind of sounds disgusting that people didn't really take care of their teeth. So in the early 1900s, only 7% of American households brushed their teeth or at least had toothpaste in their house. During World War I, most of the Army recruits had such poor oral hygiene that the military considered dental disease a national crisis. So by the time World War II rolled around, soldiers were required to brush their teeth as part of their daily hygiene routine. Eventually, there was a creator of Pepsodent, and he hired an advertiser. And after 10 years of working with this advertiser, they got the percentage up to 65% of Americans to finally start brushing their teeth. Now, most of us just brush our teeth, and a lot of us do it twice a day. You don't even have to ask adults usually to brush their teeth, right? Not only do most people brush their teeth, but they floss and use mouthwash too. It's interesting, clear back in the 1600s, the fifth leading cause of death was actually tooth decay. Even in the early 20th century, tooth infections would kill 10 to 40% of the patients. Now, it is so rare if somebody dies that it was infection in the mouth or tooth decay or anything like that. Like, I personally don't know of anybody, and I was doing some quick searches on Googles, and I could find, what was the number, like over an 8-year span, 66 people died. And it was interesting because not all of them were because of the tooth issues. It was like had an allergic reaction to the medicine or something was wrong with the oxygen. And so it's just not really, really common that anybody dies of issues with their teeth. But it's not that long ago that people didn't understand their oral health and they really didn't take care of their teeth. But We all grow and we evolve. And now it's something that we just all do. And we even work really hard to get our kids to do it. Like I said, I worked really hard with my kid, but this one of my darlings had to figure it out for themselves. But I believe that the same thing is happening with our emotional and mental health. We haven't known how best to help ourselves and our children, but we keep learning more and more about the brain, and some things are becoming much more common to help us to have better and healthier and more amazing lives, just like toothbrushes have helped us to have a cleaner mouth and nobody's dying of disease of your mouth anymore. So I have found that by doing thought work and getting coached is becoming as important as brushing your teeth. Now, if you skip a few days, I'm sure maybe your children have, maybe you've been camping or out of town or something's happened and you haven't been able to brush your teeth, it's not the end of the world. But it's pretty darn easy to just keep up with your dental hygiene as something simple you can do each day. So it was interesting. I had a friend who went and got trained at the life coach school. And she laughs now when she thinks about it, but she said, when I went through and thought, like learned the model and mastered it and did all these things, I just thought I would have no more problems in my life. I even had a client who one time asked me, why would I ever need to be coached more than once? Once I've solved this issue, like then I'll know how to solve all issues. This to me is like the same idea with brushing our teeth. Why do you need to brush your teeth every day? Because it protects you from getting something else down the road, right? When we brush our teeth every day, we don't have to worry about tooth decay. We don't have to worry about plaque. We don't have to worry about all of these things because we're just doing daily maintenance to take care of it. The same idea goes with learning how to do thought work and coaching because there are always going to be new problems and new issues, right? Sometimes you think like, oh, I solved this problem. Like everything's fine now. Problems always exist. And I even think too, when I see things with mothers with little children and they're like, okay, when they're older, I'm not going to have all these problems. So it's going to be so much easier. And you won't have those problems, but my friend, you will just have new problems. So maybe I'm not cleaning up poopy diapers anymore, but I have teens coming home late. Or I don't want to throw my kids under the bus, but we just have different issues, right? Maybe it's kids getting on their phones too much. Maybe it's, and this one, these are all vague now. Maybe it is back talking. Maybe it is just different problems, right? Kids spending all their money, not knowing what they did with it. So you always have problems. No matter how old your kids are, what they're doing, there's going to just be new issues. If you don't have kids, it's not like you're going to have problems. You may have problems with the weather. You may have problems with your car. You like problems just exist in life. And there are always going to be new issues and our brain needs to know how to process and deal with them. So just like our teeth need to be brushed every day, our mind needs that kind of attention too. What's great if you're thinking like, oh, awesome, Meg, one more thing for me to do. Thank you. I feel overwhelmed and stressed already. Why don't you tell me something more to do where I can feel inadequate and where I can fail? No, my friend. Think about how easy brushing is and how we all just do it. And even when you've had a new baby, you're like, well, at least I brushed my teeth. Maybe I didn't shower, but I did brush my teeth. Like it's something that we can do, right? When you're holding a baby, you can brush your teeth. When you are, I don't know, like I've totally wiped down countertops while brushing my teeth. Like I can do it because it's become such a habit. And most of us don't find it a chore and it's just an easy thing to do. And thought work can be the exact same thing that once you make it a habit, it doesn't have to be something you really have to think about anymore. It's just something that happens naturally. So I wanted to give you three ideas of little things you could do to just really stay in charge of your emotional and mental health. So just like brushing and flossing and mouthwash and those things really help you take care of your dental health, here are three things to help you with your emotional and mental health. The very first one is meditating. Meditating is amazing. It is powerful and life-changing. When you meditate, you literally access the subconscious brain and you start reprogramming your brain with thoughts and ideas that you want there. You can reprogram old thoughts that you don't want there anymore. And it is the quickest way to access that and to train your brain to do something. So I have the private podcast that is full of meditations and I have them all loaded into Mama's Members as well of the meditations from Brooke Snow. And my very favorite one that I do almost daily is I love and accept you. Meg, I love and accept you. And as I'm going to bed at night, that is what I sit and meditate on as I am falling asleep. Just breathing in deeply through my nose, exhaling deeply through my nose, and being intentional with what I want to think. And when I love and accept me, I'm okay if other people don't, because I know I've got my own back. So if somebody says something at the store that I find hurtful or rude, I'm okay because I love and accept me. And that has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with them. If I love and accept me and one of my kids is struggling and said something that I find rude, I don't have to be offended by it or hurt by it because I love and accept me. And I can see that they're just struggling and they don't know how to communicate that they're upset, right? So you can meditate on whatever it is you want to create. You can meditate to heal relationships. Meditate to create this amazing, peaceful homeschool. Meditate to love a kid that you're struggling with. One of the things I do when I'm struggling with a family member or somebody, not only do I say, I love and accept you, Meg, but I love and accept you, and I put in their name. And I see that person and I tell them, I love and accept you. And then I envision them saying it back to me. And then when I see their actions, I'm like, oh, they still love and accept me. They just don't know how to show it right now. So meditation is such an easy way to really start taking control of your emotional and mental health, planning your day through meditation, calming your mind, seeing yourself winning, seeing yourself being calm, and mentally preparing yourself for those things. You don't have to make it this big, huge, long process. It can be a long process if you want it to, but you can totally make it short and sweet. Breathing in, breathing out. You can sit in the open pose. You can do all those things. Or I do it a lot of times as I'm going to sleep at night while I'm lying down and I get my mind to just kind of calm down and I can meditate. So meditation is one way. Another way to help your brain is to journal. Journaling is such a great way to get out all of this stuff going on in your brain and to put it onto paper and to be able to process it. So let's say, I think some advice I love is not to respond to something when you are emotionally charged, right? So let's say you're annoyed by something. I highly recommend not having a conversation with that person while you are still feeling very annoyed, because you're probably not going to show up from a space you want to show up. You're going to show up very annoyed and irritated, and then you're probably going to say things that you wish you wouldn't have said. So if you can journal it first, like so-and-so said this to me yesterday, and I'm so tired of this, and they always do this, and you just start dumping, just brain dumping all into a journal. And what's so interesting through this process, as you start going through it, you start getting to question it and coaching yourself of like, well, you know what? I think they've had a bad day and they're not usually like this. So I don't think they're really mad with me. I think they had something else going on. Or what if you're doubting your ability in something and you start journaling like, I am not smart enough to teach my kids. My kids need more and somebody more intelligent, somebody better, just better prepared and all these types of things. And as you start journaling it, then you'll start realizing, well, maybe that's not true. Maybe I am smart enough to teach my kids. Like, I can Google anything. I could find a teacher if I needed to. I can find support systems. Here are all the things I've already taught them. And it allows your brain the space to start questioning things so that you're not just at the mercy of every thought that comes into your brain. So if there's one that's really bugging you or a situation that's bugging you so that you don't have to be reactive to it, you can go journal it, which can calm your brain down to then see it in a perspective that maybe you couldn't see before. So the third and my personal favorite is getting coached. Friends, it is so powerful when you get coached. If you haven't been coached, you need to get coached. It is life-changing. And when I say life-changing, I am not being over the top, like seriously life-changing. The first time I went to a life coach, he had me tell him the most horrible thing that had ever happened to me. He goes, lay it on me. Like, what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you? And I had lived for years in victim mentality. So I told him the worst thing that had ever happened to me. And I was bawling and this is so hard. And he just looked at me and was like, okay, I'm sorry that that happened to you. But okay, that was like a long time ago. So what? I thought, oh, how dare you? And so he was the first one, my first like in-person coach, and just questioned, like taught me how to start questioning all the thoughts that popped up into my brain, that I don't have to be a victim of things that have happened. I can choose how to process them now. And then I can also choose how I show up in every situation. And I remember the first time I left there, I was kind of like annoyed with him, just like, how dare he take this story away from me? Like, this is my victim story that like, woe is me. And how dare he take this away from me? And it was hilarious because I had already scheduled another appointment with him because I'm like, well, I'll try it one more time. And within the next week, I started seeing everything with completely new eyes. Like, wait, that person just cut me off in traffic. I don't have to be mad at them. Wait, my kid just spilled everything. I don't have to snap at them. Like, what is going on here? This is blowing my mind. So coaching has been powerful. I am always getting coached. I will find a coach. I talked about having a coach for the Ironman. I have a coach now for business. I love having a coach because they just help you fine tune and get rid of doubts and fears and different things going on. And just really help you to see what you're making something mean. And I do it too, where you get caught up into your own thoughts and your own drama. And you're like, no, this is just truth that this person's horrible. And you're like, well, you can't believe that, but it is optional, right? So coaching is one, like, I think that's why so many people are coming into the coaching industry is because it is changing their own life. And they're so excited to help other people with it that they can't help but share this information and help other people start enjoying and having this amazing life. It's like we all just got toothbrushes and we're like, friends, my teeth are not rotting and falling out anymore. And I don't have pain from all these infections in my mouth. You have got to try a toothbrush. And I'm saying the same thing with coaching. Like, oh my gosh, everybody needs a coach because it is so amazing. Life is always going to be full of surprises and twists and turns. Just when I think I figure one thing out, or one of my children, or I'm like, I'm killing it in parenting, then one of my kids like throws a curveball and I'm like, oh, okay. I did not know I'd have to do that in parenting. Like, exciting. Where's that going to be? Different things with your relationship, whether that be with your spouse or your parents or in-laws or whatever, like different things will happen where things are going great sometimes. And sometimes I find them so annoying. I like all of the above are annoying, right? But you don't have to allow other people to be in charge of how you feel. You get to be in charge. So whether or not your kid does or does not do their homework cannot make you mad. And when you start stepping into that power, all of a sudden you get to be in charge of your life and not having your kid's actions or anybody else's actions be in charge of your life. Because when we put other people in charge of our emotions, then we spend all of our time trying to control them to try to get that feeling that we're looking for. But if we just remove them from the equation and say, you know what? I want to feel joyous. I want to feel joy. And so I'm going to think thoughts that create joy. And then when my kid does something I don't like, let's say they dump out all the markers and make a big mess, I can have joy because like markers cannot make me mad. My kid doing this or that cannot make me upset. I get to be in charge of how I feel. Now, this last Sunday was way fun because I got quoted over the pulpit and I told some people looked back at me and I just winked at them like, that's right. You just heard that, right? But it was so cute. It was this young man, and I don't know if I taught a class he was in or if I had given a talk, but he said, Sister Thomas over a year ago had taught a lesson about how happiness is a choice. And I guess he's kind of mulled that over for a while. He didn't get into it a whole lot. He just talked about like that she threw that idea out there that happiness is a choice. And I don't know about you, but for a long time, I did not think it was a choice. I thought some people were lucky and some people just, sorry, you're just a miserable, angry, ornery person. But that he took that happiness is a choice. And then he started to see, you know what? Forgiveness is a choice too. In fact, all of them are a choice. And it was so awesome to start seeing that light bulb go off in him at such a young age. Isn't that what's so exciting? I think that's what gets me so excited when I coach teens is because I'm like, you are learning this at 15 or 18. Instead, I learned it at 35 or however old I was. I think, I can't remember, about that age, right? Like I was learning this at 35. You're learning this 20 years earlier. Isn't that exciting? That's like a grandparent who's like, brushing your teeth would have saved me so much heartache. Like young kids, just brush your teeth now and you don't have to have whatever issues that came from not brushing your teeth. Same idea with doing thought work. It starts giving you a better life. It does not remove problems from your life, but it teaches you that you are strong enough to figure them out. And it also shows you that maybe not everything is a problem in your life. So taking control of your life and allowing others' actions to not control your life anymore is freeing. It is absolutely amazing. So friends, the three things, just a reminder, meditation, journaling, and coaching. And if you are looking for a coach, friend, I would love to be your coach. I love that I have group coaching and private coaching. They are powerful. I have seen amazing transformations happen from both of them. And some women just like to do group coaching, some women do a mix, and some women just do private. And whatever it is amazing and can just completely change your world. So I would love you to take care of your mental and emotional health just like you do your oral health. And either come and join me with coaching or start meditating or journaling or anything like that and really take ownership and create the most amazing life for you and your family. All right. Love you, friends. Don't forget to go give me a review on iTunes and you will be entered into your chance to winning one of my family planners. Love you and have an amazing day. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.